Live from an undisclosed location somewhere in the greater North Americas, it's time for Gotta Say It with Dr. Marvin Williams and Matt Ryan. The only sports show that goes around the stats, because stats are boring. And now, your host, Dr. Marvin Williams and Matt Ryan.
Welcome to our GSI cast with Matthew Aloysius, Octavius Arnthal, Gerard Ryan, the 14th and a half, and the 5th.
The fact that you keep remembering that is astounding to me. We've been doing this show on and off for nearly 4 years.
Since 1847.
We've been doing it since 1847, when we both wore pantaloons and...
I still do.
Yeah, I know you still do, but we were both middle relievers in the Negro League.
That's true. That's true. I was your friend. They just let me on because I was your friend. I'm Marvin Williams.
You had a good cutter.
Yeah, well, you know. So did my mom. I'm Marvin Williams, and broadcasting from yet and still again, parts unknown. Or podcasting, yet and still again. GSI casting.
We've got to get you used to that.
That's right. GSI casting from parts unknown. But we have some fun for you guys this particular episode, because we're going to talk about everyone's favorite non-sport. Hockey!
You like hockey.
I love hockey.
You're a hockey fan,
and you keep digging
the knife.
Digging the knife.
Wearing my FHL shirt today, and all you do is like, oh, Matt loves hockey? I'm a get this knife. I'm a get Chucky the homeless dude to roll around in it for a while. I'm gonna sing nothing but Mariah Carey songs to it, and then just stab it in my friend's back.
Mariah Carey song should do it by itself. For those of our listeners who are new to the GSI cast world, castosphere, whatever, I grew up in the great island nation of Mississippi, and I was a hockey fan since birth. And I even took a T-shirt that I took masking tape, and on the back I put Gretzky on the back of my T-shirt,
and
because
the closest thing you had to hockey was the Birmingham Bulls, and
they were in Alabama. And don't forget the Houston Arrows.
Yes. Exactly. I just finished reading the Rebel League.
That's right, exactly. So here you go. So,
but I don't know my geography that well, so I don't know if Mississippi's closer to Houston or to Birmingham.
Well, the great island nation Mississippi is really closer to Chile and Argentina than it is to anywhere in the United States.
Mississippi always feels like Narnia to me.
Yeah, it's sort of like Narnia without the happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, when you got guys
a lot of Jesus allegories,
what kind of gets me on Mississippi about my great state is you have two guys from there who send stuff to the president like he checks his own mail. Like, you know, President Obama's on the phone with, like, you know, the premier of, like, Uzbekistan going like, hey, hold on a second. The mail just came. I'll be right back. Hang on. Put you on hold. I'll be right back. Or he's walking up the cell phone under one arm. He's going up to the mailbox to get his own mail.
He meets up with Mr. Hooper, who walks up to him and says, hey, Barry, here's your mail.
Exactly.
This one kind of smells like almonds. I'd avoid it.
Yeah. And of course, the guy has to be from, and unfortunately, growing up in Greenwood, Mississippi, I think I played Little League and high school ball against one of those cats. The name sounded so familiar.
The best part of it is, especially since now you're involved, it's a battle between two rivals in not only the martial arts, but in cover bands. These are two guys that went out and sent each other nasty emails about running each other out of the Mississippi cover band circuit.
Which is so lucrative. You have no idea.
If you and I just had a bass guitar, a bucket, and not even a stick, a rubber chicken for percussion, we'd make it big on the Mississippi cover band circuit.
You know,
I swear to God, if I get Ryson sent to my house, Marvin, I'm going to be mad.
You know, I tell you. Well, you know, just watch out for anybody who looks like they're writing and the letters are backwards is probably from Mississippi. So just watch out from there. You know, that's how I got kicked out.
Pookie and Ray Ray.
You know, they figured out, I learned how to read. You got to go. Speaking of not knowing how to read, with hockey and NHL playoffs, you're going to pay $99,999 for literally $99,999 for Islanders tickets. Really? Seriously? Really? Seriously? Seriously?
The person that put these on StubHub, there were like, what, 8 of them?
At least 8.
Yeah, we'll check this now on StubHub.com. Before we recorded this episode, we were talking about Ranger playoff ticket prices. And I want to go to a Ranger game, but when the only tickets available on the seller's market, not the resale market, are at $300 to $500. You're not worth my time. But on StubHub.com...
It froze the computer.
New York Islanders always causing trouble with us. Going back to the KRB days.
That's right. Move to Brooklyn already, darn it.
And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Exactly. But they're in the playoffs. There's hope. She was brilliant and beautiful. Is happy.
Oh, yeah, she's an Islanders fan.
She's a big-time Islanders fan.
See, she's got to make better decisions.
You know, she picked me. She picked the Islanders. I mean, sorry, it's just a bad week.
But she did make a good call on Plaxico Burress, though.
An excellent call on Plaxico Burress. And Ben Roethlisberger, by the way, for that matter. I tell you, man, it's okay, here's what's great. The NHL, every opportunity to get this right. Every opportunity to get this right. And what do they do? Don't. You have a truncated season. Mm-hmm. You had a strike, and a lot of people didn't even know you had a strike, which was not the funniest part in the planet. When people showing up at the Garden, not even knowing that, oh, there's no NHL season going on right now, how embarrassing could that be? New York City is an extremely aware market, and the fact that the Rangers fans in New York showed up at the Garden the first day, would have been the first day of the preseason, not knowing that there was a lockout, I mean, granted, you have to have living under a brick not to know what was going on, but just the fact that your sport has made itself so irrelevant that Division III JUCO women's lacrosse gets more media attention than you get, that's a shame.
It is. It's an unjustifiable shame.
And the reality for the NHL, and we've said this, how many times have we talked about what would we do different if we were the commissioner in NHL? You know, one of the first things I always say is what? You make the content more available. You get yourself into those markets where people will watch you for free. You have streaming a game a day or game a week from your website. You not only get on the radio and wait for the NBC game of the week, you make yourself available to be shown all the time. You get the storylines out there. Granted, I know half the cats' names can't be pronounced outside of the New York or Boston market, but for crying out loud, you have to do something to endear yourself back to the fan base. I was in New Orleans when they got the New Orleans Brass. New Orleans Brass was a minor league, I think, not AHL, the other one. Is it
WHL?
Maybe it was W. No, maybe it was AHL.
Yeah, because AHL is the big minor league.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so New Orleans got this hockey franchise, New Orleans Brass. Everybody on the team except for one guy was either Russian, Czech, and the other guy on the team was Canadian. There was one Canadian guy on the team. Those guys went out into the community. They played in the Municipal Auditorium, which is right in the middle of Projectville in New Orleans, which says a lot, okay, by the way. They sold out. Why? They went out in the neighborhood. They walked around the projects. They shopped at the local bodegas and the corner stores. They hung out. They gave hockey pucks to kids playing on the street. They brought sticks and gloves and jerseys. And what happened? You could not get in to a New Orleans Brass game. So what would happen? You would show up for a New Orleans Brass game, knowing you didn't have tickets, but guess what? The party outside was like Mardi Gras. So much so people stopped going inside. They would hang out outside. They buy their tickets and come outside to hang out with the barbecue and the parades and the dances and the bands. And inside, they're throwing down hockey and everybody's partying outside, listening to the game on the radio. You make yourself available to the community. It was heard on WWL radio. It was heard, I forgot what was the local television network, picked it up and started carrying it. They made themselves available. And that's what you have to do.
Hockey was built on small markets.
Yes.
And unless you have an established fan base.
And say in the small market being New York, Boston, Montreal, Toronto,
Chicago.
Detroit, and Chicago. Right, the original six, even though there were more teams, the original six. At the time, small media markets. You're absolutely right.
At the time, small. Not even that. but all the teams that became successful afterwards in the secondary expansion. And the in the hockey hotbeds, Minnesota,
yes,
and North Dakota, South Dakota, all these places grew up with hockey. And the NHL tried Southern expansion, and some places it worked, some places it didn't work.
Right.
In the early going, it worked for everybody because the Florida Panthers went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay Lightning became
Carolina
successful.
Hurricanes.
Carolina Hurricanes. Don't get me started on North Carolina, but that's a different topic for another time. Mm-hmm. But they forgot the roots of hockey. And if the NHL embraced its history.
Thank you.
Embraced the... Put up classic games on YouTube. Put up classic moments on your website. Make it available.
American players. I'm not trying to be anti-immigrant. You know that. You know this. You know this. But if you're going to make these players relevant, if you're going to make the game relevant, you have to make the players relevant. You have to make the teams relevant. And you know what? Enough as is said, you have to make it so kids can not only want to learn the names, like me with my Gretzky taped to my back as a kid, but they have to want to know about these guys to make them part of the daily lexicon. And until you do that, you're going to keep floundering. A lot of people don't even know the NHL hockey playoffs are starting this particular week. A lot of people don't even know that. A lot of people still miss the season. Why? They truncated season, truncated media attention, and have done horribly with positioning themselves. And I'm sorry. The game is too beautiful to be treated this way. We need to stop that.
And we don't call for jobs, but...
But something different needs to be done here.
It makes me want to grip my teeth.
Absolutely. Coming back on the second half of this GSI cast, we're going to talk about how NHL and MLB, what they got to get right.
Hey folks, this is Matt Ryan, producer of GSI and overall nice person. You can follow GSI on Twitter at Gotta Say It Radio. You can also find us on Facebook by searching Gotta Say It, or you can go to our website, gottasayitradio.webs.com, for that and more information. Also, you can email us anytime you want, gottasayitradio@gmail.com, except for 4 a.m. Who emails someone at 4 a.m.? Seriously.
Welcome back to our GSI cast. First half, we talked about the NHL playoffs, and you know, Matthew brought up a very good point in a text he sent me a few days ago that for the first time in how long?
Nearly 17 years.
That all of the original six hockey teams, New York Rangers, Boston Bruins, Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Blue Jays.
Might as well have said the St. Patrick's.
Exactly.
It would have been closer.
Exactly, for real. Chicago Blackhawks and Detroit Red Wings. Is that all? I think that's all of them. Mm-hmm. Yep, they're all in the playoffs for the first time, all of six. And one of the things that we talked about in our radio broadcast was how the original six were sort of anchor franchises for that league and how they sort of got sublimated, if you would, with the Washington Caps because of Ovechkin, because with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Because of Crosby.
And then before that, Yager. And before that, you know, again, NHL, you have an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. Bring up the history of the game. Show those classic games. Show the Garden sold out where people are sitting on the floor near the ice to watch a regular season game between the Rangers and the Canadiens. Show the intensity of those matches we got between, you know, Detroit and Toronto. A chance to bring that game back. The reason that United States college hockey is so strong, Boston University, Boston College, Yale winning the national championship
Quinnipiac
this year.
Went to the finals against Yale. It was Connecticut versus Connecticut.
The reason that those teams are so strong is because they're built on the backs of what you saw, what we got from professional hockey when it meant something in the 50s and 60s. Your game, though, is not as interesting on television as it is live.
can make it that.
You can make it that way. There is too much technology available to you now. And that's something else that is lost. The reason the NFL is more interesting on television than it is live is because you can get the different angles. You can get the various different things. But granted, there's a stop and start nature to the NFL game that you don't get with the NHL. And with the NHL, it's free flowing. But you can have the multiple camera angles. The camera's moving along with the puck. You have the technology now where you can track the puck. And you can have the camera move wherever the puck is. There's two or three cameras on opposite sides following the puck. There are things that you can do to make it so the person who's not the psycho NHL fan, like myself or Mr. Ryan, will sit up and watch you and enjoy the beauty of seeing cats who are 200-plus pounds skating like ballerinas, making hits like offensive and defensive linemen, making catches like NBA players. Is a beautiful game. It is a beautiful game that's being lost on so many people
it's
because you're not doing the right thing.
It's one of the purest sports out there.
And if you've not experienced overtime hockey, and if you've not experienced
overtime playoff hockey,
that was my next statement. See, you read my mind. I was there at the Detroit versus Dallas, and I forgot the year. And this is back when Detroit, whenever somebody still scored the first goal, what would they throw on the ice?
A squid.
0-0. Third overtime. Fourth overtime. You know there were some smelly guys sitting up there waiting to throw that squid out, right? And every single movement of the puck had everyone on the edge of their seats. You didn't want to go to the bathroom. You didn't want to take a drink of soda. You didn't want to miss that shot that would light the lamp. You did not want to miss that. And you saw Dominik Hasek and Ed, I cannot think of his last name, the goalie for Dallas at the time. Those two guys stand on their head and do what they did. I think it was 4 overtimes or 5 overtimes. It was almost a record for overtime playoff hockey. And that moment, you're waiting for something to happen. You're waiting for this thing to happen, and it seems like it's taking forever. And that's why hockey, like the original football or soccer, is so exciting when watched in the right light. Many United States fans are spoiled in the NFL. They want to see the big pass downfield. They want to see the big touchdown play. They want to see the big whatever. In those games, you have to watch the strategy. In football and in hockey, you have to watch the strategy. You have to watch the movement of the ball. You have to watch the setup of not this play, but the next play. There's a beautiful game that's happening out there. And the fact that the NHL gets this wrong over and over again, I'm sorry. Please do. Here is your chance. Your season stunk because a lot of people didn't even know you had one. And now you have the original six back in play in the playoffs for the first time in nearly 20 years. Please get this right. Get this right. Get the fan who's maybe not digging baseball right now because the Yankees are all ripped up, or they're not digging the football right now because the only person that was sexy in the draft was the guy who was taken 254th. Get this right. This is a window for you. The NBA playoffs are what they are. No one cares till the finals anyway. This is your chance. Get this right.
But they also need their TV partner to get their head wedged out of a crevice and realize that playoff hockey in primetime on national television on the 5th-rated network. 5th. No one cares about that Eva Longoria love reality. You're canceling it anyway. So put New York and Washington on national television. Put Los Angeles and St. Louis, which is going to be amazing.
Yes.
On television. Give Corey Snyder some time on American TV at the Vancouver Canucks, the best goalie in hockey. Put Patrick Kane, the star of your best team in the sport, on national television. Don't put it on NBC Sportsnet, which is on a channel that I don't know the number.
I actually try to find NBCSports.com, and they say they show broadcasts and stuff there. I actually went there to find something. I forgot what it was, what particular event I was looking for specifically. It said it's being broadcast live on NBCSports.com or whatever. And suppose you get all these different camera angles and this other thing.
Yeah, they do that on Sunday Night Football. And they do a good job of it.
On Sunday Night Football, I've seen it there, and it's awesome. But for this event that I went to, guess what? Stream didn't work. And you see the little chat thing on the side?
Didn't work either.
Oh, my goodness. No, that unfortunately worked. Unfortunately for them, it worked. Trust me, if there were negative ratings, they would have been getting it. And here's the thing, you know, and once again, not to be disrespectful, these guys are running what should be and could be a multi-gazillion dollar industry in a time where people don't want to spend money for anything else because a lot of people don't have it. And a lot of people, their only escape. We talked about the New York sports fan. We talked about the cat during our radio broadcast who has a Nick jacket that's so old the N and the K's are missing. And he wears it as if he just got it out of Modell's yesterday. You have that person, okay? Make it so they don't want to leave you. And hockey has lost part of their core fan base now, where some of the loyal hockey people are not going to come back. Your fault, man. You need to get this right. You have a beautiful game. You have a beautiful game. And yet and still, what are you doing? You're throwing it to Chum every day. Get it right on these playoffs. Please, get it right on these playoffs. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about other episodes we have coming up and other opportunities for you to hear GSI, not just through, you can email the show at gottasayitradio@gmail.com. You can soon be able to follow us on Twitter at gottasayitradio. We'll have a Facebook page up for you soon, and we're going to have a website going for you. And we're going to have a home podcast page so you can get more of these in other places, too. And just for the sake of fun and giggles, we want to interact with you more. So if you follow us on Twitter and you give us a great question, if it's really good enough, we're going to dedicate an entire podcast to you and your question. We're going to dedicate an entire episode to you and your ideas because we have the most intelligent listening fan base in the history of broadcast media. In the universe.
And if you've got a link or something that you might find interesting, whether it be a video or whether it be a topic or a question, at Gotta Say It Radio, I have the Twitter account. Marvin's learning how to use Twitter, so we'll have him on there. The Facebook page will be active as soon as I am done with this today. The email, just... same thing on Twitter. If you've got a longer question that's longer than 140 characters, or you just want to really ask us an in-depth question, or if you've got a list of ideas, hit us up at the email. GottaSayItRadio@gmail.com is your opportunity to be a part of this show. I've been doing it for 4 years, and it'd be nice to have a little help on that side of the business.
Absolutely. And let's all have fun together. Don't forget, if you don't like hockey, you're not American. Thank you for listening to Gotta Say It Cast here, along with Mr. Matthew Aloysius, Octavius Orenthal Ryan. I'm Marvin Williams. We're still podcasting from broadcasts from locations unknown, and we still go hard. Don't make it once, but can you make it twice? I like it. Beep, beep, we gotta get over before we go under. This has been a presentation of the GSI Radio Network.